Anybody who knows me through shared classes, extracurriculars, sports, or lunch table conversations knows that I like to talk a lot. This is not a recent development. Throughout elementary and middle school, my transcripts were filled with comments such as, "Jake is a bright student and usually has all the answers, but he must learn to give others a chance to speak." Or, "Although I appreciate his contributions, Jake has a tendency to dominate class discussions." In high school, acting this way can quickly earn one a reputation for being self-centered, egotistical, and arrogant. Add to this a predilection for philosophy, iconoclasm, and often unappreciated debate and antagonism, and one can even more quickly earn a reputation for being self-righteous, insecure, and pseudo-intellectual. Thus, many of you are probably expecting this to be one of those introspective philosophical chapels in which the chapel giver wrestles with some ethical or epistemological demon and eventually reaches some worldview-altering conclusion or gives up in Socratic defeat. Indeed, I enjoy this type of chapel more than any other, and this year there have been several I'd like to recollect those of Mr. Larrabee, Harris, Laura Urban, Jeremy Loeb, and Dave Leibowitz in particular. Until fairly recently, I expected to give just such a chapel. However, I realized that although I'd rather begin my day listening to someone contemplate some facet of God, morality, perception, or culture, I don't want to stand before you and give the Kim Schultz chapel, or the Why We Should Abandon Civilization chapel, or the How Existentialism Ripped Apart My Psyche and Then Glued It Back Together chapel. Rather than deliver any of these, I'd prefer to give you a different glimpse into my personality, namely the spontaneous, sarcastic, and inventive side. The best way to accomplish this is to share my passion for achieving catharsis by playing, attending, and listening to innovative live music. This chapel is dedicated to Ross Adams and Keith Daniel. All I can say about Ross is not to let his appearance fool you. He's actually quite an intelligent person. That is, once you spend 2 years getting to know him. With regard to Keith, it was well worth 5 semesters of schedule jumbling and AP music nerd humor just to be able to hold the honor of being the first student to take all of his courses. Let me also mention Sandy and Max, two of the most gifted teachers I've had the fortune to harass. Thanks to Sandy, I want to quit society, move deep into the woods, and live by myself in a shack. Thanks to Max, the shack will be outfitted with solar heat and electricity, powering my emission-free vehicle, but I'll still have to shit in a hole in the yard. Now the band's going to play some Top. We were going to play some Pete Francis, but neither Nichols or Harris can keep up with it. Feel free to dance, clap, catcall, and all that other stuff you can't do in the chapel. We call ourselves the Jamie Bruckner Quartet.